News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with tourism manager of the city of College Station, J.D. Wood. And J.D., it looks like the recent rains have caused an issue with a youth soccer tournament, and the city of College Station is helping them out. Can you tell us a little bit more about what's going on?
Yeah, so the event in question this weekend is basically it's for STISA, which is the South Texas Youth Soccer Association. They were holding their state cup and state finals in San Marcos two weekends ago, and they were out there at Five Mile Dam facility, which is right off the Blanco River. And it started to rain, and they saw kind of the water rising, so they got a few games in, but then had to leave. And actually, the Blanco River ended up, you know, flooding the entire facility, so it was definitely a right move. But it was definitely unfortunate because they had been working through working all season, all the players and teams to get to that point. So they've been looking for a location to finish out the season. So we have a good relationship with STISA here in the city of College Station. So they reached out and asked if we had any availability and is there anything we could do. So what we started doing is we wanted to make sure that they had their event no matter what. So we started working with College Station ISD, working with A&M Rec Sports, and then our facility ourselves to kind of make sure that they had their tournament no matter what. So the kind of the thought process was if the weather's fine, which is actually how it has been, they'd be able to use Veterans Park, and our facility is large enough to take care of the event for them. Or with the partnerships from the College Station ISD, Rec Sports, we have 8 combined synthetic fields in the community. So you have the 2 at Veterans Park, 1 at each high school, as well as the 4 on campus. So that would be 8 fields, which give them basically, no matter what the weather is, they were going to be able to host their event this weekend and complete their season, so everybody would be happy.
Okay, great. So if the weather remains not wet and we don't get any more rain, then the tournament will be played in its entirety at Veterans Park, correct?
Correct.
Okay, but if for some reason it were to rain, there's turf fields around the city that others are willing to donate the time and stuff. And so regardless, they're going to get the tournament in this coming weekend.
Exactly. And that's just, you know, a huge weight off the shoulders of the organizers of the tournament at South Texas. You know, they work all year to help, you know, with the teams around the state to, you know, practice and get facilities in, get tournaments to get better and to grow as athletes and, you know, and a potential student athletes down the line. So just having that comfortability of knowing that we came together as one community to help them out just has been amazing to them, and so they're excited to be in town.
Yeah, and it's just a great move to, like you said, for everybody in the city to kind of come together along with CSISD and A&M to offer up their fields just in case, also especially on such a short time frame.
Yes, it definitely, everybody worked together. I mean, you add in, like I said, the city, College Station ISD, and A&M Rec Sports, but then also the CVB working through to help with hotels, Brazosville Youth Soccer Station Association helping with volunteers and officials, and just helping, STICE is actually the state organization for our local soccer group, so Brazosville Youth Soccer Association, and they helped work through the process with them. So this is, I mean, literally all the whole community, all organizations that touch sporting events in this community coming together to make sure that the event was able to happen for the kids that have been working all year for this.
Now, 52 teams are in this tournament. So, JD, how many people can we expect coming into our area this weekend?
I mean, I would tell you very conservatively, you're looking at 1,800 visitors to College Station Saturday and Sunday coming in town, staying in our hotels, coming to our restaurants, just enjoying the, you know, Aggie way of life and seeing what everything that College Station has to offer, and really seeing that it's the diamond in the rough that we tell everybody about.
Yeah, and obviously a great opportunity for the community as well to bring in some tourists and bring in some new people, and like you said, kind of discover College Station. So great for hotels and restaurants, obviously, but also just a reminder to the residents of the area that there will be a few more people in town this weekend.
That is correct. And like I said, I think the biggest component that I took away from this, working through and getting this event in town, is just the community coming together, all organizations, all facilities, just making sure that this is going to happen. And, you know, we have a good relationship with STISA and working on some events in the future and in the past, and this is just going to help solidify those things, which also helps our community soccer just continue to grow and to make its stamp on the state as leaders in the soccer industry.
Absolutely. Well, JD, is there anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
Honestly, again, I just appreciative to all the, everyone in the community working with me and working with the city to make sure that this is going to happen. We're actually, not only are they coming to town, the normal group for the 52 teams that run the event, but now because of the community banding together, the representatives from all of STISA as well as USOCR and Texas, there'll be, you know, representatives coming in town to kind of see what College Station has to offer. So it could definitely down the line help the expansion of soccer in our community as well as potential events down the line.
Thanks again to City of College Station's tourism manager, J.D. Wood, for talking with us today. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.